from Spark and Anvil and Grammar Forge. This is Punctuator Polly in Chapter 1 of the Grammar Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Ownership apostrophes, contraction apostrophes, quotation marks, dashes, commas, periods, ownership, contraction, apostrophe,
quotation, dash, comma, period. Punctuator Polly is Sentence Town's traffic light operator. Her job might seem small, but it's super important. The mayor does her job, the chief of operations does his. Even the person who answers the phone helps out. Everyone has a part to play, but all those parts need to flow smoothly, like traffic.
When does a sentence end? When does it take a breath? When does someone else start talking? When do you list things? Polly makes sure all of this happens just right. She handles all the flow control tasks. Polly's real name is just Polly. She moves fast. She loves tiny, perfect marks. She thinks punctuation builds meaning. It makes sentences make sense. Without punctuation, a sentence is just a big jumble. Like this. The dog barked, the cat ran, the children laughed, it was a busy afternoon. Polly would say, "That's a mess. You can't even read it." But add the marks. The dog barked, the cat ran, the children laughed, it was a busy afternoon. See? Now it has a beat. You can breathe. It makes sense. Readers can keep up. Polly grew up in a family of traffic cops. Her mom and dad were both constables. They worked in the kingdom's capital city. They stood at busy corners. They directed horses and carts.
Back then, the city was super busy, so directing traffic was a real job. Constables stood in the middle of big crossings. They used hand signals. They blew their whistles. They made sure carts and people moved along. Polly watched her parents all the time. By age 10, she knew a big secret. Traffic moved well when someone guided it. It got stuck when no one did. A hand up meant stop. A hand to the side meant go. A whistle meant look here. These signals were tiny, but they were super powerful. Over the years, Polly figured something out. Punctuation marks did the same thing, but for words. A period was a stop sign. A comma was a quick pause. A semicolon meant stop but keep thinking. A colon meant get ready, something's coming. Each mark guided the meaning, just like her parents guided traffic.
When Polly turned 18, she went to Grammar Forge Academy. She has been Punctuator Polly for 15 years now. In her classroom, she always starts the first day the same way. On her desk are six small wooden signs. Each sign has a punctuation mark painted on it. There's a period, comma, semicolon, colon, question mark, and an exclamation mark. She holds them up, one by one. She shows what each mark means. For the period, she says, "This is a full stop, end of sentence." The reader takes a breath. Then they start a new sentence. For the comma, this is a brief pause. The reader does not stop fully. They slow down, then they continue. For the semicolon, this is a stop but related signal. You stop all the way, but the next sentence is super close to the first. The semicolon shows they belong together. For the colon, this is a here comes something signal. It tells you, get ready. What's next will tell you more about what I just said.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Punctuator Polly. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.